Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Today's weather brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned event. And I got some bad news when it comes to opportunity or ability to drive around tonight and do all the stuff that you got to do after 7 p.m. There are total and utter whiteout conditions on the way.
Boom.
Not bad news for the skiers or the boarders or the snowplow guys, but maybe bad news for the rest of us. It looks like the snow is going to start at about 7 and there will be, for most of us, 1 to 3 inches that falls by midnight, and then it's going to change over to freezing rain. If you are north of the city, it looks like there's a possibility for 3 to 6 inches of snow. There's never been a better time to drive the vehicle of your dreams. Limited time offers available now at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit mbusa.com/CPO for inventory and offer details. And this is Will. Hello, Will.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
What's going on? What are you calling about?
Well, I'm calling about that other guy that was really got my blood going there in regards to the socialism thing. And I'm a black Puerto Rican guy. I was homeless since the age of 13. And right now I work at St. E's, so I run a pretty big department there. So I went from homeless to owning a $500,000 home, driving a Mercedes from hard work, not from the government handing you out stuff and everything. And yeah, granted, you can use it to get some help to get your feet, you know, on the ground and stuff. But give me a break. I mean, hard work and doing the right thing is where you make your money and where you get your family to where it's supposed to be. Not all this hand me out, give me this, give me that. It makes me sick that people say that, oh, I came from this and I can't do it. You kidding me? I was living in boxes in the back of people's yards and not wondering what I was going to get to eat and having, like, my dinner was a sip of Italian dressing for dinner. But yet I was able to go from bottom there to where I am now. And I'm just now getting back to college. So I don't want to hear this where you can't get anything. There's no jobs. There's tons of jobs. You just got to get off your duff and take whatever you can get to your next level.
I feel like this is better than watching a Gary Vee video right now. This is very very inspiring, Will, and good for you.
What a work, kid.
Good for you. It's interesting to me because, you know, when the polls are done, there are a significant amount of people currently in this country who believe that we ought to adopt a form of socialism in this country. And so it's interesting. And I don't know, you know, I we've been a capitalist country for hundreds of years. And so it's interesting to me that there are people who are leaning in that direction. This is Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Greg. Hi, guys. How are you doing this morning?
What's up? Hey. What's up, Tom?
No, I'm just like, that Michael guy got me like, you know, I get it. You know, everything's a struggle at times, but like I work 3 jobs. I have a full-time job and 2 part-time jobs just to make ends meet. I was out of work for a while because of an injury and an illness. And, you know, on short-term disability, you're not making nearly what you make, you know, just trying to survive. I have like, I think I have about 7,000 left of medical bills, but I just make a payment plan with them and do it. You got to do what you got to do to get through, you know? It just kills me. Everybody wants, you know, and I feel there's a big part of this country that are true middle class. Like everything the Democratic Party is going to do for you, you make too much money. And everything the Republican Party is going to do for you, you don't make enough money. You're truly in the middle. And yeah. I find that frustrating more than anything.
Yeah.
Well, stay tough and keep doing what you're doing, kid.
Yeah.
That's all you can do, you know?
All right, Tom. Thank you very much. It is 9:12, and let's see. Here's a 774 text that says, "You're a funny guy to figure out, Greg. You call upon your listeners to donate and help families in times of tragedy, which is nothing but admirable, but you are not for helping families who also might be in times of tragedy with affordable child care so that they might get a job or go to work." I don't know how you are able to derive that from what I said. I don't think, listen, people have been finding a way to provide childcare for their kids forever and ever and ever. In many cases, more so decades ago than right now, there would be one parent, traditionally the mother, who would stay home and provide that childcare. And the family would do without the gigantic television or the trip to Disney or whatever it is, the dinners out. I mean, you look at the way things have changed in this country with dining out. Families used to dine out at a restaurant, which was like the ground round, once every 6 months.
Yeah, that was
not twice a week.
You're not getting takeout.
It was a treat.
Right. Now people are getting takeout like every night.
Yeah, you're not getting Uber Eats.
So there is a limit, in my opinion, to what the government can and should provide for its citizens, because the money is not endless, and you look at some, like our newly elected socialist congresswoman from New York, who believes that the government ought to just continue to print endless amounts of money, and that's how you pay for anything. That's not a solution as well.
What? You mean it devalues the dollar?
And when people are able to rely on the government for everything, they become less self-reliant. And it is an endless spin into a society that believes that they stick their hand out and they get whatever they want. So that's my opinion. I am absolutely not against there being affordable daycare. I think daycare is ridiculous. It's extremely expensive, and I think college is extremely expensive, and I think a lot of things are. But I also think that traditionally in this country that people have found a way to pay for it, and that's been a great thing about this country. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
What's up, Dave?
I just wanted to comment. The guy earlier really frustrated me. He made your point, and he didn't even realize it. But I had two kids. That's what I could afford, was two kids. So that's what I did. And, yes, I worked two jobs to do it. But I had the pride at the end of the day saying I didn't depend on anybody giving me a handout to get where I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And as far as his comments about going to the hospital and getting it paid for, and who pays for it is you and I, well, that's the problem. All these people are coming here illegally or legally, you know, and don't have insurance. We end up paying for that. That's why our insurance rates are so high. That's why our taxes are so high. It's because people come here undocumented. They don't fill out census, and that puts a burden on cities and states as far as schools goes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
When you have the oversized classrooms, it's because people don't fill out the census. They can't budget for kids they don't know that are in the system.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you. Here's a text that says, "Here's a crazy idea. How about you don't have a child if you're not able to afford to pay for it?" Well, that would be a wacky, crazy idea.
What? That's ridiculous.
That's a crazy idea.
Speaking of having children, my mother just texted me.
She wants you to have a baby? She want to know if you're having a baby?
We're off that train.
Oh, okay.
Greg sounds as if he has another cold. Did he get the flu shot this year? I'm worried about him.
I am sick, Mom. Ask her if she'll make me some chicken soup or
something.
She'll
make you
like
some
that.
Soup. We make bomb chicken
soup. Does that really work?
My house.
With the chicken soup? I think
you get
it's
all the
like,
vitamins, the minerals, the healthy stuff.
A lot of
really? And the love.
I think
the
they've
love.
Done.
I thought it was a wives' tale.
No, yeah. I think they've done medical like studies on it, and chicken soup actually does improve. It does improve your health when you're not when you're not doing well. What's the bomb chicken soup that you make?
We make more like an Italian style, so it's like a regular chicken soup, but we add a can of Pastina crushed the kitchen ready tomatoes.
Oh.
So people are always kind of freaked out because they're like, why is the soup orange? But it gives it like a nice flavor to it. We put the tiny little pastas in the pastina.
Can I sprinkle cheese all over the top of that and then it melts into the soup?
You
That's my favorite
to.
Thing in the world.
You'll
get more phlegmy that way.
How do you feel about Italian wedding soup?
Love it.
Pretty good.
Love
Not
it.
A
love
fan.
Very labor intensive, but
little,
love it.
I love the little meatballs or floating meat.
Meatballs.
Meatballs, yes.
OG Aunt Kathy makes an incredible Italian wedding soup.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell her to get on that.
I
Make
will.
It for us.
Okay.
I want it in here.
Well, I get the escarole.
Yes.
Make sure you rinse it. It's sandy. Did you see that there are going to be 2 50th anniversary celebrations for Woodstock happening?
Really?
Yeah. Live Nation announced a 3-day festival for the weekend of August 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's going to be at Bethel Woods Center for the Arts in Bethel, New York, which was the site of the festival in 69. And then the producer and founder, Michael Lang, also announced plans for a 50th anniversary celebration. So we're going to have two big parties going
now,
on.
Cool. Who is Michael Lang having at his?
So he is having, hold on a second. This one is for, we have Ringo Starr and his all-star band. They're going to headline with Arlo Guthrie, and Edgar Winter will open.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, with the age of the performers, I feel like they should call it Can't Get Woodstock. What do you think of that?
That's why they make Viagra, Kevin.
And that's not Lang's lineup. That's Live Nation's lineup. Lang hasn't announced his lineup.
Oh, he hasn't?
Yeah, so we don't know who's going to be on that ticket.
Oh. I hope he has my least favorite Woodstock band ever. Have you ever watched the Woodstock movie?
I haven't.
Oh, you should.
No, it
great
doesn't,
documentary.
Doesn't appeal to me.
You've watched it, too, right?
Several times.
Really?
I can remember.
It's really good. But this, to me, is the most annoying Woodstock.
I saw them with Fish at UMass back in the day.
Hey, man, it's Woodstock.
Dude was playing a vacuum cleaner.
They ought to do, how come, I thought like we were going to have countless hologram concerts and the like. Whatever happened to that? Like, that was a Robot Uprising thing.
Right.
That was going to be all the rage.
Yeah.
And then they ought to have hologram Woodstock.
Oh, God.
Why don't they, whatever
If
happened
they're going
to
have hologram Woodstock, then I want to pay less than half of the ticket price. I'm sorry. If you're not going to have real live people up there doing it for real, then I don't want to have to pay $800 for a ticket to a show. Although I think they're working on, or may have already done, a Ronnie James Dio one. I just don't know.
I would like for the government to provide my tickets to
Woodstock, really?
To the 50th anniversary celebration. I think that's fair. I think that's the way it
Three
should work.
Concerts.
Hello, Chris.
Yes, how are you?
What's up, Chris?
I'm just calling in. I voiced my opinion about something. I have 2 kids, and I've been running a small business for about 25 years. And I remember the day my wife had called me and said we were having a second kid. And I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Well, going to have to deal with it. And we started one of those small college accounts back when each one of them were born. And it wasn't amounting to much, but I tell you what, after 18 years, my first thought is going to college, and it is enough to pay for a fairly priced college.
Yeah.
Nobody else is paying. I'm taking care of everything.
Yeah. What's it cost?
For about $30,000 a year.
Yeah. I mean, you look at...
And I can afford this as a single dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah, way to work.
No, way to go.
Yeah, it was smart.
Yeah. All right, it is 9:23, and it is time for this.
And now, LB.
I've said it a million times. I would expect to be probed once a month at my house.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
True. It's brought to you by the all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Ascent, committed to keeping your loved ones safe on the snowy roads, which is coming. Love is now bigger than ever with three rows. Learn more about the largest Subaru yet at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
We're looking for people to get out slating games, and they just got to show the stuff, and we have to maximize their talent. You know, at the end, I understand how the ninth inning works, how it goes, how it feels. Now, you have to be in there, you know, in the dugout to get the last three outs, but we do feel that stuff-wise, and I've been impressed with some of the guys since I got here, that we're in the right place.
World champ skipper Alex Cora on the fact that we don't have a Kimbrell coming out to close. He believes he's got the ammo in the bullpen to get it done. Sox Northeastern on Friday, Sox Yankees on Saturday, and preseason is underway, and they play every day for a month and a week.
So psyched.
Mike Shue is pumped out of his mind. Manny Machado signed God love pro sports. 10 years, $300 million. Bryce Harper is licking his chops. He's still a free agent. And Machado signed with San Diego, and I guess San Diego's in the mix to try and grab Harper as well.
Which means both of those guys will eventually end up on the Cubs at one point.
I love it. My Bees have ruled off six in a row. They're in the Sin City tonight. Vegas Bruins puck drop is a late one at 10 o'clock on Nesson. After Vegas, it's St. Louis to finish up the hotel road trip Saturday. Bruins are second in the Atlantic behind Tampa Bay. They're not going to catch Tampa Bay. They're on a mission from God. They're 2 points up on the pesky Leafs. So our boys are going to the playoffs no matter what. It's that time of year. I think there's somewhere around 25 games to go or so. And the Seas are in the same situation. They're doing well. They're playoff bound. They're in Milwaukee tomorrow night in the first three on the road. Bucks, Bulls, and Raptors for the green and white. Steeler wide receiver Antonio Brown F-smiled the Steeler Nation while riding. I don't know if he was doing some stepper or riding a bike or whatever. He did some IG thing yesterday, looked like a donkey. And I doubt that he'll be a Patriot, but I'd love to see Brady throwing balls to Antonio Brown. But we'll see what happens.
I don't think you want him.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Guys, he's... bad news in the clubhouse.
Mm.
I say
bad news.
I say you should go for it because I always refer to Randy Moss. He was bad news.
Right?
Not bad news in that way, though.
He had a phenomenal season, man.
Is he a cancer in the clubhouse?
The guy's a cancer in the clubhouse, and I don't think you want him. And, you know, I don't necessarily think you need him. Plus, OBJ is coming here anyway. Big trade for OBJ.
You just wait. Can I mention something about OBJ?
He's throwing on the yellow jacket and making his way here to New England. Yes, what?
Can you call him something other than a jacket buddy?
What? A jacket buddy? We are jacket buddies.
just listen to that for a second.
We're jacket buddies.
No.
Please
jacket
call him friends? Something else.
Jacket comrades.
Jacket buddy sounds like someone a friend you have in prison.
Jacket buddy sounds like a guy you dock with.
Yes.
Whoa. Exactly. Whoa. That was all in. College hoops, number one, Duke. Number nine, NC in the greatest rivalry of college hoops tonight. Blue Devils are 23-2. Tar Heels are number nine in the nation, so it's going to be a great watch. BC is at North Carolina State in ACC action. UMass, George Washington. Providence College has St. John's tonight at number four, Kentucky, and all the top 25s won last night. So if you're a College Hoops fan, you're happy days. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
All right. And by the way, the ticket price for tonight's Duke North Carolina men's basketball game has reached Super Bowl level.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They are the lowest price for any ticket to the game is $3,300.
Oh my
For tonight's game,
that's college ball. It doesn't even count.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. You could get in Super Bowl price. Get in $2,900 cheapest seats. So more to go to the basketball game tonight than the Super Bowl.
Jesus.
Wow.
All right. Coming up in just a moment. Ja Rule is planning something big, and we are going to file it under the category of oblivious. And we will talk about that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Shu, I got to tell you, a lot of texters are echoing a sentiment that you shared before the break, and that is that
canned heat rules.
What?
The canned heat rules?
Nope. And that it is that I should stop referring to Odell Beckham Jr. as my jacket buddy. So
Just because
of one photo on Instagram where we are both wearing trendy jackets, I will stop. Although I will say this, I haven't announced this publicly yet, but OBJ and I are thinking of opening a business together.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do tell.
Well, it's going to be a dry cleaning place.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And our slogan is drop your pants and jacket off. And so the
if you're looking for
a place to get your pants and your jacket dry cleaned, then you would go to that place.
Yeah.
So all right. Now listen, I promised
you specialize in stains.
A texter this morning has been saying that my jokes are more creepy uncle than they are dad jokes.
I agree.
Today.
You think so?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
100%.
It's 9:41. The weather is brought to you by the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent featuring all-wheel drive. Love is now bigger than ever this winter. And it's going to be sunny today, temperature in the 30s. However, we're going to get some snow tonight. It's going to start, thankfully, after you are most likely home from work. So, like 7 p.m. Or thereabouts, 1 to 3 inches for most of us. There may be a little more if you live north of the city. Doesn't sound like west. I mean, maybe west too, but really the north country. If you're going up the country. If you're going up the country.
No.
Oh, you want me to crank that up again?
No, please don't. Please don't. And then it's going to change over to freezing rain around midnight, and tomorrow morning is probably going to be miserable.
For the record, I think it's catchy.
It's what? You like that song?
Yeah.
Catchy.
I love that
too. Yeah. So I promised you that under the category of oblivious, we would discuss the latest from Ja Rule. And TMZ caught up with Ja Rule, and he shared with them the breaking news.
Yeah.
That he is going to be working on a new fire
stop.
Festival.
No. R-U-L-E. Stop.
He is going to be working on a new fire festival.
R-U-L-E.
He has not seen either of the documentaries.
Uh-huh. Of course not. Yeah.
The Hulu or the Netflix documentary.
I stay away from negativity.
However, here is what Ja Rule said yesterday.
Why wouldn't you try to do Fyre Fest again? Just because the publicity, like it's almost the most famous festival, more famous than say Coachella, because everyone hears about it.
It is the most iconic festival that never was.
Totally.
So, plans to create the iconic music fest, but you ain't hear from me.
Oh, damn!
Genius.
What a dope.
Genius.
What, you're kidding me?
Yeah.
What?
This whole thing, the documentaries, the fake, this was all marketing. It was a marketing plan.
For the next festival.
Now people are going to say, oh, well, this one's got to be for real because they can't F up like they did last time.
Well, yeah, you're essentially saying what Ja Rule said in the documentary, which was it wasn't fraud. It was false advertising only.
I mean, granted, nobody died, but we did flat out lie to the public about what we're giving them. I mean, that's fraud. Like, and that's not okay, like, as a company operates.
That's not fraud. That is, I would call that false advertising.
Okay. That, okay, Mr. Delusional.
I gotta tell you.
That right there.
I hate to break it to you, Ja, but false advertising is fraud.
That's the story of the Fire Festival right there in those few words.
Here's a text that says their slogan is going to be Fire Festival for real this time.
Yeah, see? Oh, yeah. How can you not go? Right? You're going to want your Instagram moment at the For Real Fire Festival.
Mm-hmm. Grab a t-shirt.
That's going to take place in Trenton.
Are you saying that my luxury yurt is, like, not available now? This mattress is, like, wetter than the one that was in my dorm room.
You know, we're doing a Greg Hill Foundation Figawi event this year.
Stop it. That's amazing.
And I wanted to call it Fire Festival, and everybody lost their minds.
Why? Like, that would have been hilarious.
I wanted to promote it with, like, some kind of a off-green tile or something like that and some influencers, but...
Me to the people that balked at this. I'm going to have a conversation with them. That is fantastic.
But I don't think it'll work. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's onto something. Maybe Ja Rule is onto something.
He's on something.
Have a great time with that. I won't be attending.
Is Figawi Nantucket or
yes,
Martha's Vineyard?
It is. It's Figawi, Nantucket, right? It is Nantucket. You know who was not false advertising when he said he would do anything to make the Fire Festival happen?
Who?
Andrew.
I'm blown away with the response of the documentary. Completely blown away. I'm now a noun, a verb, an adjective. It's mind-boggling. I just don't want to be necessarily known as the king of the world.
Well, I think that's too late for that. That ship sailed already, big guy. Sir.
Much like you using jacket buddies, Andrew should stop saying blown away.
Yes, he should. Poor choice of words.
Yeah. This is Mark on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's up, Marcus?
So, quick question. What would be worse, Ja Rule doing this new Fire Festival or in that part of the documentary when the guy was out on bail creating the whole VIP experience that was already fraud in itself?
You mean Billy when he was on house arrest?
Yeah.
Like selling false tickets?
Like the Met Gala, the Grammys and things of that nature.
Well, it was, as a texter says, it wasn't fraud.
Right.
It wasn't fraud. Here's Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Hellman.
What's up, Matt?
Let me just stop by saying I love you, but if you got any question as to why neither one of your kids want to have anything to do with your show, keep up that jacket and pants routine.
Sorry, the routine. Keep up the jacket and pants routine. What's wrong with you?
Listen, the family doesn't care what goes on the show as long as the tuition bills get paid.
Don't stop your belly aching.
That's right.
All right. Well, sounds like there may be another festival with Ja Rule at the helm.
Mm.
Fire Festival 2. Why can it be 2 if there was never a 1?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, right.
Fire Festival reboot.
Fire Festival IRL.
Fire two. Festival 1.5.
Texter says I should call mine Fry Festival. Yes, that's what we should call it.
That actually is like a double entendre, Greg, because you love fries and all the girls that are going to go to Figawi love fry boots. In fact, everyone should text my friend John Fitzgerald right now and be like, have you ordered any fry boots lately? All you techs know who that is.
I got to book my room.
Who is that, Jen Fitzgerald?
She's a friend of mine. A lot of the guys that she works with listens to the show. Oh, so I like to throw her name out every once in a while. Her maiden name was Martin.
Is she
Insta-famous? She's awesome. I wouldn't call her Insta-famous. She just has like a boot addiction.
She's got a boot addiction.
She has a boot at like a legit like Hunter Fry. Like you can't even. It's just crazy.
All right. So do we have news that's left that we have
we
to
do
get
have
to
some
correct?
News left.
All right, let's do that.
If you are in the West Roxbury area, if you haven't seen the injured coyote yet, be wary of it. There's a coyote that appears to have maybe a broken or a fractured leg that's been wandering the streets for the last few weeks. One woman was able to capture some video of the coyote kind of limping by as she was walking her dog yesterday morning. They've been reportedly tracking this particular coyote since December. We actually have...
Wait, is this the thing that the video was from that aired on Fox 25?
Yes,
that
it is.
Sounded like a porno that's on my Twitter feed this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that was what that audio was from. Amanda Kennedy is with Boston Animal Care and Control.
So if you relocate them, they're not going to be able to survive. And so if you have wildlife that's being so problematic that you do need to remove them, the only option is to trap and humanely euthanize.
Oh.
Poor baby. Mm. Hopefully he heals. Maybe we should stop building condos.
Do the... Well, where are people supposed to live?
I don't know any place else, because everybody's like bitching in the town forums, about, like, especially in Swampscott. We have a couple coyotes that are always around. People are like, oh, what are we going to do about it? It's like, just how about we not build like one more condo development in Swampscott?
We want people to live in, you know, lean-tos.
Can't we build condos for the coyotes?
That would be awesome. I would head that development up.
You know what they said about the living arrangements at Fire Festival, right?
What?
They were intense.
That was a dad joke.
Yeah, that was a dad joke.
Was that a dad joke?
Yeah, we're back.
Well back done. Dad or creepy uncle?
Well done.
No, that was dad.
Okay, all right. Okay, so they're on. Be on the lookout for the coyote. Does it have the range or the what is it?
Mange?
Have?
No, oh, okay. I don't think it has Demodex or anything like that.
No, no, mange, not range.
Yeah, mange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't have anything.
Well, you should be on the lookout for pretty much every kind of wild animal.
Sure.
Black bear.
Right.
Moose.
Fisher.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Fisher cat. Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. What else?
So, Jussie Smollett, the actor from Empire, we've discussed him quite a few times over the last couple of weeks. Police in Chicago continuing to investigate what really happened to him last month, whether or not he was attacked or whether he paid someone off to attack him. His role in Empire is being cut back. Now, the show is currently filming the last few episodes of season 5, and they've cut his scenes from the script. No changes that will be made to any of the episodes that have already been shot.
Uh-huh.
Now, police are investigating whether Jussie sent that threatening letter to himself.
What a lunatic this guy
is. Attention whore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they now think that he sent the original threatening letter to himself.
Correct.
And then created the incident where he said he was attacked and they were screaming MAGA Nation and racist things.
Yep,
and
homophobic things.
Huh.
And now they're thinking that maybe he, because he didn't get enough attention from the letter that he allegedly may have sent himself, then he had staged the attack. That's the theory.
I saw that he just tweeted that he thinks John Wayne was behind the whole thing. Is that possible or no? Yeah. All right. Well, I hope that. I mean, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but do you think that if the police prove that he did all this, that he ought to do jail time?
Absolutely.
You do.
They're dedicating resources to this, and if it's all fake, he should be punished somehow.
Well,
on top of that, everybody now who comes forward with a legitimate, you know, story about being attacked or getting a letter, you know, it just doesn't help them at all.
No, it doesn't.
No.
I think he should, big ass fine, you know?
Something.
You should
fine him 200 grand.
Absolutely, yeah. 100%. Anything like that you fake something, you fake a rape claim or a sexual assault claim, fake an attack, any of that, there should be absolute repercussions
for
that.
Basically, your attempt is to divide the country.
Right.
And then you have these people who heard the story and immediately started tweeting about, you know, how this is the president's fault and this is, you know, these horrible, villainous people in these Make America Great Hats Again or Make America Great Again hats are, you know, running around terrorizing people. It's done with the intention of causing issues.
Everybody knows the president isn't focused on that. He is focused on protesters in Falmouth, Massachusetts.
That's correct.
And using the Falmouth DPW as a tool of his terror.
And also the Space Force.
That's right.
you know, he didn't get the Space Force the way he wanted it. The Space Force is going to be... I think he signed the bill yesterday. It's going to be a part of the Air Force.
Oh.
It's not going to be its own independent space force, which is somewhat disappointing.
Well,
you know?
historical fact, the Air Force was part of the Army to begin with.
Oh, it was.
And then it became its own thing. So there's still hope.
And we'll leave it to the professionals. They already know how to fly.
Right.
You know?
There's a great patch that I saw online. It's a sewn patch of Trump with an eye patch on and an astronaut's uniform. It says, "Make zero gravity great again, United States Space Force." Oh, hysterical.
Space Force.
All right, what else is in the news before we go, Danielle?
One last thing. Speaking of the president, there was a boy in Austin. He's 7 years old. He set up a hot chocolate stand at a strip mall over the weekend.
Nice.
He raised more than $6,000 to go toward President Trump's border wall. Benton Stevens is his name. Tell me that doesn't scream Texas. He became an internet sensation when someone posted video of him selling his hot chocolate on Facebook, and the post went viral. So a lot of people started showing up to buy hot chocolate from him and support him. However, unfortunately, one man showed up and called him Little Hitler. The kid
You're
is seven.
Me.
The kid's seven.
You're kid's a grown seven. Man.
Grown man. Grown ass
man. What is wrong with people? I was so you got a grown man who's so deranged over a wall that he's going to call a little seven-year-old Little Hitler?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with people?
Yep. Yep. So we have some reaction from a resident in Austin.
You know, when you're 7 years old, probably not your own opinion, so it's a little bit aggressive.
It's ridiculous.
Kid seven.
I was 7 years
like,
old.
Like, I don't agree with the wall, but I'm not going to give a seven-year-old a hard
time. Well, good
time
on him. I mean, good on him for believing in something and getting out there and getting it done. It raised $6,000.
But
one of the main rules in life that you need to adhere to be a good person, always stop at a lemonade stand.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Well, this was a hot chocolate. But
regardless,
which even better.
Even better. Even better.
Even better.
Yep.
Yes. All right, Danielle, thank you.
Welcome.
And we'll be back tomorrow morning around 6. If you missed anything today, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at any time at WAAF.com. You can also get the full show podcast on the radio.com app, which is a way in which you can listen to us wherever you are at any time. Radio.com app, download us and listen to us wherever you are. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.